ರಾಮಾಯ ರಾಮಭದ್ರಾಯ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ವೇದಸಿ ರಘುನಾಥಾಯ ನಾಥಾಯ ಸೀತಾಯ ಪತಿಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಬಾಲಕಾಂಡ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ನಂಬರ್ 49, ಅಹಲ್ಯ ಅಂಡ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ರಾಮ. ದಿ ರೆಸಿಟೇಷನ್ ಬಿಗಿನ್ಸ್ ನೌ. Deprived of his vital organs, Indra sought out the devatas and the sages and cried out to them with his senses all in the world through fear. It was for you that I undertook this dangerous work. You wanted me to somehow or other spoil Gautama's tapasya by arousing his anger. And now you perceive the consequences that have followed. Myself deprived of virile power and my partner in guilt, put away from her husband in anger. But I have caused him to utter a curse which has considerably lessened his might and energy acquired by long tapas. Hence it is but fair and just that you do your duty by me, the instrument of your work, and restore to me what I have lost through you. Then the assembled devas, the sages, and the charanas approached the fathers, and unto them spake Agni as their spokesman. Our lord and master has imprudently and blinded by passion ravished the wife of the great sage Gautama, and in return has been cursed for his pains, which has rendered him an object of pity and scorn, in that he has lost his virile power. Justly does he blame us for it who set him on his task. You will do well to transfer the scrota of the goat to him, accept it hereafter as a grateful offering, and grant to your votaries the desire of their heart and endless merit besides. The fathers, the Prajapatis, approved of the suggestion of Agni. They took counsel amongst themselves and transferred to Indra the scrota of a goat. Thenceforth, the fathers have readily accepted the offering of the goat without its crota and conferred on the sacrifices the benefits they had enjoyed hitherto. From that day, Indra goes about with the scrota of the goat upon him, thanks to the terrible might of Gautama accruing through stern tapas. Let us now, Rama dear, approach the sacred precincts of the holy hermitage. To you it is given to release from a living death as existence of nameless horror the noble Ahalya, the best and fairest in all the worlds of gods and men. Ever obedient to the commands of his master, Rama followed Vishwamitra into the hermitage and Lakshmana after him. There they beheld the high-souled dame, her natural brilliance but heightened by the long life of penance and meditation through thousands of years. The gods and asuras, nay, the denizens of the worlds above and below, could not bear to gaze at the fiery radiance that surrounded her like a halo. The devas had fashioned her the fairest of the daughters of heaven and earth, and it caused them no little pains and thoughts. More like some fair creation of a divine artist in the golden hours of his imagination, more like the radiant queen of night, her glory but dimly veiled by the dewy clouds, more like the blinding effulgence of the noonday sun perceived through the vapory waters. There she stood invisible to the eyes of the mortals and immortals alike through the curse launched against her by Gautama. But now the hour has struck for her release from her dire fate, and lo, she burst upon the wandering eyes of her visitors like some sweet vision. The royal youths hastened to touch her feet in all reverence, while she, bearing in mind the parting directions of her lord, offered unto them the highest rites of hospitality, which they accepted with great devotion and a pleased heart. Flowers of divine fragrance fell on high. The Gandharvas and the assembled Apsaras discoursed sweet music, while the heavenly drums and the martial music thundered overhead. Bravo! Cried the celestial hosts. Well and nobly done! And paid high worship to the spouse of Gautama, who shone in all her pristine beauty and glory, purified of all stain by long years of stern tapas. Then there came unto them from his far off retreat in the Himalayas the holy Gautama, and the happy pair offered unto Sri Rama divine worship and reverence. Thereafter, Gautama resumed his life of calm meditation and holy vows in the company of his beloved wife, now restored to him after countless years of separation and suffering. On his part, the noble deliverer, honored by the glorious reception accorded to him, took up his march to Mithila in the wake of his holy guru, Vishwamitra. Mangalam Koshlendraya Mahaniya Gunabdiye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.